This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So today we have an interview with Dr. Jaya on the line. So good morning, Dr. Jaya. Dr. Jaya?
Hello.
Unjan?
Yeah, please, Unjan.
I'm good in yourself? Okay, you said you're good. I'm so sorry. I'm so nervous. Like, I'm so excited,
no problem.
Actually. I'm actually excited to find out more about Itopika Kanamhlanje. So do tell us, what is your topic of the day?
So my topic of the day is basically debunking myths about sexually transmitted infections.
Yes, I personally feel like I'm very interested in the topic since I'm at an age where I'm bound to get into this, and a lot of people around here, Lasi Corner, at the moment, they are bound to get into this. So can you please tell us more about sexually transmitted infection? Because I feel like we don't know, understand the term itself.
No.
Dr. Jaya?
And thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
So basically, sexually transmitted infections, it's easy for us. The most commonly known one is HIV. Because there's so much focus or emphasis that's being placed on HIV. And then akhona manye or chlamydia or gonorrhea, herpes simplex virus, or human papilloma viruses, namanye, enziwa, sobo zamagciwane ahlukahlukene. So yeah, in a nutshell, sexually transmitted infections, basically it's those infections, ezithelelana ngokocansi, but we need unprotected sex, of course.
I hear you. Certain myths go around about STI. They say even when you, I'm going to put it in a respectful manner, whereby if you DIY like oral sex, does it also transmit infections also?
Yes, it does. Because kumbuluguti in that space, when we speak about the oral sex, that oral sex has an infection in that particular area. The person doing the oral sex.
Mm.
So, yes, of course.
Certain people, young people, have this mentality, yoguti, if you are a young person, there are low chances of you getting STI ganji. How common are STIs for my young adults?
Very common. It's that very mentality, I think, babe at a much higher risk because for some reason they believe they are invincible, they believe they cannot get the infections, and so their sexual behavior is quite promiscuous, if I can put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, they don't protect themselves. And as long as you are having unprotected sex, you don't know what infection that person has or the person you are having unprotected sex with has. And so you place yourself at risk. Sexually infected, transmitted infections are quite high. So, yeah, it's a myth.
Yeah, so what are the most common STIs affecting young people in South Africa today? And what symptoms should the students be aware of when it's okay, now maybe there are chances that I've caught an STI?
So I think the biggest challenge with the common STIs would be people don't show signs. So they are asymptomatic generally. So that's why people are then able to and so on. But those in instances where people do experience ama signs and symptoms, someone may have discomfort, umangabe ekhama, so maybe burns, maybe just uncomfortable. Then people can have a rash in their affected area, so in your private area, abene rash, abene low, and that they can have a discharge. Sometimes it's got a certain color and it smells, so it's things like that to look out for. In terms of the common STIs, kukono chlamydia, kukono gonorrhea, those are the ones that are caused by bacteria. And then there are others that are caused by viruses, like HIV, which is most, you know, gets the most attention, really. They say, kubane human papillomavirus, eguiyona, egina, isi. Eventually, later on in life, ebantwini abaningi igcina isikhoza cervical cancer, kube ne-herpes simplex virus. With the herpes simplex virus, it's tricky there because kukhona type 1 and type 2. Type 1, abantu abaningi banawo because uba semlomeni. It's not sexually transmitted. So, because kukhona type 1, abantu ngenxa yokuthi benze oral sex, bagcina sebethola type 1. In that private area where generally type 2 is found. Then you get hepatitis B virus. It's a virus of the liver, but it is transmitted sexually. Yeah, those are the main ones in Guacumbulayo manje. Amanye kuba ama parasites like your Trichomonas vaginalis. I'm sorry, utangwaza makama angekho scientific for these
STIs,
but HIV, I think, abantu abaningi bayayazi.
Yeah, those are the most common ones that we know as ingane, of course, as young adults. And the little kotuglisho manje, which is very, yeah, some students have a tendency of being embarrassed or afraid to get tested. What would you, kahle kahle wena ungabatshelani ubaqhuquzela ukuthi behambe ukuyo testa bengasabi?
Look, there's no shame in getting tested. I think it's just people should not be embarrassed. You'd rather uhambe uyofuna usizo odingayo than ukuthi uhlale isimo sakho siloko sibhebhetheka, getting worse and worse, and ungasheshe uthole usizo, because isikhathi esiningi with the common STIs lawo engiwashoyo nje, or are bacterial, your chlamydia, your gonorrhea, now Trichomonas vaginalis, syphilis, they are treatable. So there is no need to go to umuntu ahlale ekhaya as agcine sebanezilonda as is so bad because we are sad. What's the point of being sick when you can get help, you know? Ngoba nako uthi abantu bazothini into engasiza indawo le. You just need to get the help that you need. But of course, for you to not even get to a point where you are embarrassed, the important thing is to use protection. Then, if was uguti mazogula, you are going to be afraid to go or ashamed to go and get the assistance you need. So use protection. Be responsible in your sexual behavior.
Ngiyakuzwa wena into eshoyo manje, doctor, ukuthi singabi nandaba ukuthi bacabangani. Just think about your health and your well-being. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, ma'am, for being here today. I'm going to call you ma'am because I'm a little bit fancy today, doctor. Okay. I hope that's fine.
No, yeah. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah. Tukubuza singakuthola phi if we need, we have more questions about this situation, yama STI and many more other diseases.
So people can send me an email on my work email. It's jaya.nobuhle@mut.ac.za.
Thank you so much for making time for us and letting us know. Thank you.
No, sure. Thank you so much for having me.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.